You're listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Boy, going to be an important conversation, important group of people doing some important work. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
I am very much looking forward to talking about their big signature fundraiser as well.
Yes.
Very exciting stuff.
Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Rebecca Cowens. She is the Executive Director of Turning Point Breast Cancer Rehabilitation. Rebecca, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you making time to join us. You're awfully busy. You got a big event coming up in a couple of weeks, so I know you're awfully busy. Thanks for swinging by. Before we get into the important work of Turning Point and your big event coming up, take a quick second. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Great. I have been in public health for probably more years than I'd like to say, probably about 25 years now, focused on cancer. I'm an epidemiologist by training, which means I know a lot about data, and I look at the spread of disease. So I've always focused on cancer and spent about 18 years with the American Cancer Society before coming to Turning Point about 2 years ago.
Outstanding.
Really fascinating background. I'm thinking of a million questions I'd like to ask her that are completely irrelevant to the show. So on that note, tell us more about Turning Point Breast Cancer Rehabilitation and the great work that you do.
So Turning Point was established in 2003 by a physical therapist and two-time breast cancer survivor. She recognized a need during her treatment journey and her breast cancer journey for rehabilitation, for specialized services for women as they're going through cancer treatment after they've had surgery or during chemotherapy and radiation. There are some side effects that happen that could be treated through physical therapy. And so she established Turning Point to address those needs. And there's really nothing like it in the Southeast. And there's definitely very few other organizations like us across the nation.
Well, for those listening who probably are afraid to do the research on this and understand what's possible, should I encounter this scenario, what should they expect? Talk more about the services that you do provide and how that kind of looks.
Sure. So typically, women will undergo at least some type of breast cancer surgery, which actually impacts their upper quadrant mobility. So their shoulder, their arm function. Lots of women might not be able to lift their arm above their head for a number of weeks. There's often swelling called lymphedema, which is a retention of fluid in the arm. It can be in the chest. It can be in the side. And so the way in our door is physical therapy. So you'll get a referral from typically your surgeon, your member of your oncology team. You can self-refer, but we ask for doctors' information. You'll come in, you'll get evaluated with physical therapy, you'll get screened for lymphedema, receive some education, and then typically come back for a series of follow-up treatments with physical therapy. We also provide specialized massage therapy. We do nutritional counseling. We have a monthly support group that meets, and we offer education for our patients as well as the community.
So for the typical, you know, woman coming for rehabilitation, how often would she come in?
So she might come two times a week for, say, maybe the first few weeks or first month, and then once a week after. We typically average around 12 visits mm-hmm. for a treatment phase for our patients. Hmm. And then they might come back. We offer a weekly exercise class uh-huh. that's tailored to our breast cancer patients, a weekly Pilates class. And so they might come back weekly for that or come right. back for the education. Our lymphedema screening and management is a little less frequent than that. It might be once a quarter or once every 6 months once people are stable.
Well, thank you for sharing all that. I want to be sure people have all the information they need. Mm-hmm. You know, it goes to so many different walks of life, whether it's wellness or nutrition or general health, that people mm-hmm. are so afraid to do the research to really understand, and they're ignorant, which then leads to other problems. So I'm just want to be sure people knew what they needed to know about this. So I understand that you're in the midst of celebrating your 15th anniversary. Congratulations about that.
We are. Thank you. We turned 15 in September.
That's great news. Well, congratulations. I look forward to the next 15. Walk us through some of the successes from those first 15 years.
So I think some of the bigger successes, we've seen about 4,500 patients. So anywhere from newly diagnosed patients that are just undergoing treatment all the way through folks that are coming back after maybe having another surgery or maybe finding out that they've got some issues with stretching or strength and coming back for us to help them with that. We've seen mostly women, but we have treated a few male patients as mm-hmm. well because men also get breast cancer.
My brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I get it.
And, you know, and men don't talk about it much. No, so we're always excited when they come see us and allow us the opportunity to help them with their recovery and their journey. We have gone from a very small clinic with one therapist to we have 9 physical therapists on staff now. We have a massage therapist. We have a nutritional counselor. So we've had some new and exciting growth. We're located just up the road in Sandy Springs, just on Roswell Road. Mm-hmm. So we serve patients across Metro Atlanta and Georgia. We even see some patients from out of state. We do provider education conference annually so that we see people from all over the country and all over the world to increase physical therapist knowledge, occupational therapy knowledge around what we do and what makes it special.
All right. Rebecca, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Ty Pennington here for Jackson EMC. Did you know your heating and air system is one of the largest users of energy in your home? Replacing your traditional thermostat with a smart device saves you money while maintaining your comfort. Smart thermostats can do the decision-making for you by adjusting throughout the day to match your schedule and save you energy. Energy-efficient living is about doing more while consuming less. For more energy-saving tips, visit jacksonemc.com.
And we're back with Rebecca Cowens with Turning Point Breast Cancer Rehabilitation.
So let's talk a little bit more about all the different events and opportunities and classes that patients can participate in.
So once a week at 8 a.m. on Wednesdays, we have a specialized Pilates class for our patients. We've had this class for about 5 years, and we have a very steady group of about 20 patients that come every week and look forward to the class. We also offer monthly education classes that are on specific topics that are relevant to survivorship. So in February, we did a class that was on intimacy, because a lot of women have issues with body image and challenges with emotional and physical intimacy after surgery. So we focus on that. We've done classes on nutrition, on what to eat during what time of year. We partner with Whole Foods up in Alpharetta, and they actually do a kitchen class with us. And so we'll pick I think we did a blueberry-focused cooking class last fall where we taught people recipes that would actually just use a lot of blueberries. I think there are more ways to use blueberries than we could imagine. So we do a lot of classes like that. Our monthly support group is for metastatic breast cancer patients, those living with breast cancer. There aren't very many of those groups in the city. There are only a few offered. So ours is open not only to our patients, but to others as well. And that's offered the last Monday of the month. And you can find out more information at myturningpoint.org.
I can imagine providing that sense of community that they're not alone. It's got to be such an important part of this recovery process, yes?
Yes, that's what we hear from a lot of our patients that come and visit us. They like our clinic because it doesn't feel like a clinic. We have individual one-on-one sessions with our patients. Our rooms feel much more like a spa, if you will, than a cancer treatment center. And our patients have a real sense of community when they come to us, and they grow really attached, not only to our therapists, but to each other as well.
Well, you do a lot of this out of the goodness of your hearts, but you can't do everything out of the goodness of your volunteer-driven hearts. So you do need resources to provide the services you do. You have an event coming up, the 18th annual PANCA Fair, which, as I understand, is your very critical annual fundraising drive to support the work that you do. Tell us about the PANCA Fair.
It is. As a nonprofit clinic, we rely on fundraising events. So this is our signature event. We hold it annually in March. This year, it's on the 23rd at the Grand Hyatt. We expect about 500 participants. We will have a live auction and a silent auction. We'll have dinner and dancing, and it's just a great amount of fun. This year, we have a jazz 20s theme going on.
So I like that.
We have some fun things that we're doing as part of that, and folks can come in black tie, or they can come in period attire, so you can put on your flappers and your outfit and your pearls and your feathers and come and join us.
How can we help? So I imagine you still need some sponsors?
We are. We're still looking for some sponsors. We have all levels of sponsors, $2,500 up to the $20,000 level. We have a presenting sponsor already, which is Morena Recovery. They're actually a group out in Lawrenceville that makes compression garments. So post-treatment bras for breast cancer patients, and they've been a partner of ours. This is their second year as our presenting sponsor. We have opportunities for live and silent auction items. So our live auction, we typically try to focus on trips. We sometimes have some really cool paintings by local artists. And then our silent auctions are anything from a fun Porsche driving experience all the way to maybe a weekend at a mountain getaway.
So for our listeners who might want to attend, how much are tickets and where can they buy them? And
so if you go to myturningpoint.org, you can click on the Pink Affair event and get to the ticket registration website that way. That's probably the easiest way to do it. Tickets are $150 individually. You can reserve a table for $1,500. It just gets you 10 seats with your friends together. And you can also donate money through that site as well. So if you want to donate in lieu of attendance, you can do that. And then you can learn more about how to engage as a sponsor or donate items for the auction as well.
Awesome.
So you certainly, you partly answered my question there. If you want to support your work, there are other ways to provide resources, yes?
Yes, there are other ways. We accept donations, of course, all the time. We have a lot of partners that do community fundraisers. So one of our patients this past weekend had an event called Strides for Survivors, which is a walk that her three daughters actually organized. And we're in our third year of that walk that was out at the Galloway School. So we've got lots of organizations that actually support us in October as well. Scottsdale Farms does. We have a Toys for Tots golf tournament that will happen in December of 2019. So there are lots of opportunities for folks to engage.
I'm not sure how to ask this question, and what I may say, you may need to correct my phrasing. I did see some recent reporting. I'm asking you to kind of step back, and since you've been working in this field of cancer for most of your career, I saw some reporting recently that indicated the rates of cancer were actually going down, which is, I think, if that's accurate, if I'm remembering the story correctly, that's good news. Is that, in fact, what's happening? Any other thoughts generally on your observation of the of this battle with cancer, not just breast cancer, but all cancers? Any thoughts on where it's going? Are we making progress? It's a long fight ahead, I suspect, still, but where are we going? How's it progressing?
So I think the good news, especially about breast cancer specifically, is that it can be detected early. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really important for people to be screened annually for cancers that are detectable. So the you know, breast cancer, skin cancer, lung cancer has a screening now that's appropriate for certain people. Colon cancer also has a screening. So it's really important to adhere to those guidelines. And certainly you can learn more by going to the American Cancer Society's website or talking to your physician. I think it's also important for people to really understand their family history, because, you know, family history is one of the most important connections that you can have, but also diet, physical activity. Those are really important factors in reducing your cancer risk and also surviving cancer. Frankly, we know a lot more about nutrition and physical activity and its benefit for cancer survival. People that exercise during treatment actually have a lot better treatment outcomes than those that don't. And I think for breast cancer, you know, we just see a huge survival rate. So, you know, better than 95% survival rate when people are diagnosed early. And the earlier your diagnosis, the less extensive sometimes your treatments and the better your outcomes are. So it's an easier journey to get through. Not that anybody wants to face that journey, but the fact is people have to. So we're seeing a reduction in mortality because of improved treatments, targeted treatments, and just overall better follow-up for people.
Your comments there prompted a follow-up question. So I'm going to ask you to clarify what your suggested guidelines are for a lady listening to this show on how often, when they should begin the screening process. I've had many ladies indicate through, not me asking them about their breast cancer screening, but just general conversation, that they're afraid of that screening process because they've heard it's painful. Can you walk us through some of those things that they ought to be understanding?
Reasons that women don't get screened is because it is uncomfortable. I wouldn't say it's painful. I think it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I also think that the ramifications of not getting screened are far worse than getting screened and having a little discomfort that can actually save your life. The guidelines that are out right now emphasize annual screening, yearly screening for women between the ages of 45 and 54. After that, it's every other year. And those can be very personalized based on family history and other risk factors. So I think the most important thing is to really have that conversation with your doctor about what's right for you and when you should start screening. Yeah. I don't want to say it's a personal preference, but it is definitely a personal conversation, and women have to advocate for what they feel is best for them.
Well, yeah, and they changed those guidelines because it used to be age 40, I think. So again, I think that plays into your family history. So if you know that there's a family history of breast cancer, you might need to be screened at 35. I mean, just because you're not 45 doesn't mean you don't have, there's a lot of younger women who have breast cancer.
There are, and we actually see a number of younger women. Our age ranges at our clinic are between the ages of 24 and 87. Mm-hmm. So younger women do get breast cancer. it can often be a little more aggressive in younger mm-hmm. women as well. So I think, you know, really the key is to know that the guidelines do vary, and they vary right. very much on personal risk yeah. and that conversation is important.
Yeah. Health insurance has played into that a lot.
Health insurance has played into it.
So, you know. Yeah, go get screened, ladies.
But, you know, we receive funding from Komen Atlanta uh-huh. as well as It's the Journey. And so they fund us on our financial assistance program that we have for patients to help them through their treatment with us. But they also fund lots of organizations around the city to get women in for mammography screening that couldn't afford it otherwise.
Awesome. Yeah.
So there's lots, especially in the month of October, lots of organizations that offer free or reduced cost right. mammograms for those that aren't insured or can't right. afford it otherwise.
Yeah. Excellent. So off air, we were talking about your growth and how you've been able to add 3 new staff. What kind of capacity does that give you?
So by adding 3 new staff, it'll increase our available appointments every week. So we should be able to see around 150 to 160 patients a week. So for a 5-room clinic, that's
wow.
that's pretty huge for us. So we're very, very excited about that. And we get lots of referrals, as I mentioned earlier, from surgeons and plastic surgeons around the city. And so that will enable us to really meet that demand, because it is a growing demand. People are finding that, you know, by word of mouth, that their friend has come to us and that mm-hmm. they want this, and they talk to their doctors about it, and their doctors refer them to us, and sometimes people self-refer. So it will really help us meet the demand. We expect to see more than 800 patients in 2019.
Congratulations. Wow. What a great service. So thank you.
We're yeah. very excited.
And congratulations again on the 15th anniversary. All right. Well, we're about out of time. So before we let you go, should anyone have any questions about Turning Point or want to learn more about the Spink Affair, where do they go?
Sure. The best place to go is myturningpoint.org. All the information is on our website, and who to contact for more information about the Pink Affair is on there also. And we also have a Facebook page as well as an Instagram page where we post some updates and some fun new information about what's going on in the clinic.
Outstanding. Rebecca Cowens, the Executive Director of Turning Point Breast Cancer Rehabilitation. Rebecca, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And good luck with Pink Affair. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denim Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denim Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening. And we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.